coming up on today's program, government signs contract for the long-awaited redevelopment of the National Heroes Park. And in our No Jamaica feature, we travel to Oyster Bay in Trelawney. This is Tourism Roundup. Stay with us. The government has signed agreements for the long-awaited redevelopment of the National Heroes Park. On Tuesday, November 3, the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing signed a Memoranda of Understanding with the Tourism Enhancement Fund and the Chase Fund, which are helping to finance the development. A contract was also signed with Black Brothers Limited to construct boundary walls and begin landscaping, as well as refurbish and expand the monuments on the Phase 1 of the project. Phases 2 and 3 will involve additional infrastructure works, construction of walkways, and further landscaping.
And the total cost of the project is estimated to be $2.5 billion. Don't be frightened by that number. You're not going to get quality without the expenditure of a sum of that magnitude. And we are united in that we believe that the ordinary people of the corporate area of the Kingston Metropolitan Region deserve a park of that quality.
Transport, Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies speaking at the recent signing ceremony. State Minister for Tourism and Entertainment Damien Crawford says the redevelopment of the National Heroes Park could be a step in the right direction in making Kingston a tourist destination.
We, as the Ministry of Tourism, have long recognized that if we intend to diversify the markets, then we first must diversify the products, because not all markets want the same product. It is with that in mind that we have embarked on improving our heritage sites and have made great investments across the island in the improvement of our heritage sites. It is also with that in mind that we have focused on Kingston as the next tourist center for the Jamaican island.
The 50-acre space will be divided into five distinct zones, namely the Shrine of the Heroes, Passive Contemplative Zone, Active Zone, Service Zone, and the Zone Reserved for Parliament Building. The redevelopment is in line with plans for the rebirth of Kingston as a major attraction and tourism center. The work will begin in short order and is expected to provide jobs for unemployed skilled persons in communities in Kingston. To a place called Jamaica. And now for our No Jamaica feature. Oyster Bay in Falmouth, Trelawney is regarded as one of the brightest fluorescent lagoons in the world. Due to the mixing of its fresh, brackish, and salt waters, it provides an optimum environment for numerous light-producing organisms. For this reason, it is also known as Glistening Waters, or the Luminous Lagoon. That's it for this edition of Tourism Roundup. Join us again next time as we highlight developments in the tourism sector. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Take care. Children, out of many comes one people singing.
Commuters, it is your responsibility to ensure that you travel by using licensed public transportation in the KMTR. The only legal bus operators are the JUTC and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators. Do not travel with public transportation which operate contrary to their licenses. Use the JUTC buses and the yellow-coded sub-franchise operators to be safe and protected under the Road Traffic Act, the Transport Authority Act, and the Public Passenger Transport Act. The JUTC, your route to excellence.
Country want to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy, ease up on the energy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.